From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian state media say the Assad government has agreed to abide by a ceasefire as part of a deal hammered out between the United States and Russia on Friday. The state-run SANA news agency says that a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. The deal provides for a nationwide ceasefire beginning Monday, followed by strikes against Islamic State militant groups in Syria. Despite the accord, fighting continued Saturday with at least 20 people reported killed in an airstrike in Idlib. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker there. He says a strike from a warplane hit the city of Idlib. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. At least 250,000 people have been killed and millions of others displaced since the fighting began in Syria in 2011. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap news agency said an investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. South Korea also said that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. China also spoke out against Pyongyang's nuclear tests, saying they were not conducive to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Security Council met in a closed session Friday afternoon in New York. The council president, New Zealand Ambassador Gerard von Boheman, told reporters the 15 members strongly condemned the test. This is VOA News. At least 23 people were killed and nearly 50 others injured after a boiler exploded and caused a fire in a factory in Bangladesh Saturday. Fire officials said that the explosion at the five-story Tampaco Foils Limited factory was huge, and that the fire spread quickly because flammable chemicals were stored at the factory. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion, which occurred early in the morning. Authorities have ordered an investigation. At least 11 people have been killed by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck northwestern Tanzania's Great Lakes region on Saturday. Local police reported about 100 injuries and said rescue operations in Kagera province are ongoing. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the quake was felt in nearby Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence struck back at Democrat Hillary Clinton after she called some of Republican nominee Donald Trump's supporters deplorable. Speaking at the Values Voter Coalition in Washington, Pence said no one with that low opinion of American people should be elected president of the United States. Friday night in New York, Clinton said that almost half of Trump's supporters fall into what she called the basket of deplorables.
There's so much more that I find deplorable in his campaign, the way that he cozies up to white supremacists, makes racist attacks, calls women pigs, mocks people with disabilities. You can't make this up.
In a statement Saturday, Clinton said that many of Trump's supporters are hardworking Americans who just don't feel like the economy or our political system are working for them. She said she regrets only half of her statement, emphasizing that it is really deplorable that Trump is affiliated with people from the right-winged alt-right movement and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. U.S. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack Saturday. In his weekly media address, the president said progress has been made in the fight against terror, but the fight is not over.
We can't react in ways that erode the fabric of our society, because it's our diversity, our welcoming of all talents, our treating of everybody fairly, no matter their race, gender, ethnicity, or faith, that's part of what makes our country great.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House and later speak at the Pentagon. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.